we just said that we expanded it into cutting with the knife and so on. I can't leave you without the makoros for it. So I just pick up this again, the Kuf Gimel Vov. Yesh mi she'omer shemsomo palpo v'begedera shel iso she'ina bat she'oma hakol oso. The chul pei master l'shvach. That's what we spent some time yesterday to discuss. Okay. Now the moko here, let's see how we'll do this better. No, let's do it the right way. If you'll open up the Yerodeya to Tzadik Hei Beis, that's what started the whole trouble. And the beer go and we'll put the tshuva, which I think will help tie things all together.
Tzadik Hei?
Yeah, Tzadik Hei. You know what Tzadik Hei yours?
It's only the
you got that. Look at that. Okay. Look. You have either? None of you have it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Is there your day in there?
Yeah.
Whatever your day is. The same thing, just go before you. I mean, you're in Kuf Gimel, Tzadik Hei, the one before. Telekar of your day. Pick up the Ramor Yud Aleph. There's a Yud Aleph in Ramor. Talking here about right,
the whole that?
Cooking in a Tzadik Hei pot, and then using the food into a milch, a pot or with milch. So the Mechaba introduces a case of an egg that was cooked in a kedera cholebes, right? You can go ahead and use it pleishik, no problem. Okay, the shell doesn't protect it. If it's mizbashel kedera in boso, even though the klipa that doesn't protect it, the egg with the klipa is looked upon as if it without a klipa. It absorbs whatever it absorbs and shit. Right. But if it was cooked in a milchika pot, right, meaning without milk, there's a gedera cholevis. Okay. So, let's take a look. You don't have that.
I'll just look.
Yeah. Look quickly in the shach beis, just to refresh your memory. Ima kedera chutzi yofes. Okay, he's not getting involved with the problem of what she'eno mudach. Okay. Pick up your dollar to the more. Cholzeg shamaycho elo dava chores. Avul ma'i dava chores. Tigan, we're talking about an egg. What if it were dava chores? Tigan. Shebishlu dvorem charitim bikli shel boso. Afilu ena ben yomo. O shedochu tavlim b'modor shel boso. Or they use a mortar and pestle, a modor. They were crushed, right? Im ochol b'cholav, im nosno b'cholav, oser atil b'di'evet, adikasam ha'kneged ha'boso ha'boluva b'hem. Right? Ani mishaya kneged the kol ha'kli. So, what do you have over here? I went ahead and I crushed. What is it, we'll see. Depends exactly whatever it was, but it's tablet. Little difference what kind of tablet, right? That's what a mortar and pestle is used to crush pepper. I had peppercorns. I crushed pepper in there. So it was a modoch, that was used previously for me to make up some kind of concoction using meat in there, so that the modal for pleishik, right? And I put in pepper, the pepper became pleishik, and therefore it will also, or pleishik or isu, it will also keneged kol hatam habalua b'modal. Pick up the beer, I go $100. Kamoshe kosavdu, tznon, right, shechotcho b'sakim. Shabosa is also lecho b'kutach. He cut a radish with a pleishik and knife. You can't eat it with leaven, with yogurt.
Where are we now?
Huh?
Where are we now? Sorry, they are not growing it all.
ובלושון הבי שברשי הנזכל אל משום חופי, because of the sharpness of this snown, כמו שקוס את זה, we'll come to that in a minute, in צדק וולד, וכל שכן וספר התרובוס, זה סנחי טוב, הספר התרובוס, שמדמה לקורת של חולטס, Rabbi the Zohar Lamentes. Bar Kochoch b'mikunach ma'iri. We're talking about everything was nice and clean. Dem lo kein ain't a notion of dam lefagam. What you goes to leel? I don't eat chufa. Even without chufa, it would be also because it's not notion dam lefagam because it's treated like my Moshe Shalisa. Okay. So the Gaon throws in. So I wanted to. Share with you why the halacha. The question has to be asked: what is dovah chokas? So I said, "Tumba papat," and the dovah. What does it mean? So I said, "That doesn't mean tumba papat with pepper and cooked with pepper, but what? A spice, some spice pot where, spice dish where pepper was used. Okay, what's a shear? How much? What?" These are all halachah lemaisa and dikashaydus. These come up all the time. You go ahead and you cook up something in the soup, and your wife uses, your mother uses pepper to season the soup. So now the soup is double cholif, and the soup, which is a vegetable soup, right, now it can't be eaten. Whatever the other meaning is, if you cook in a fish, you can't eat it. And a milk meal, or vice versa.
How much pepper turns?
That's what I said. I can't leave it without finishing it off. Okay. Just to again to put it in its right perspective, la halacha. Take a look at the Piskei Tshuva. Right, about five lines on the bottom. Yesh le sapik ho de chufo mechalya imu de reise med rabonim, that chufo rejuvenates, awakens the yisu, right? Is it the reise med rabonim? And don't know whether it was sharp or not. Especially take the case of soup. How much pepper do you have to put in? Right? There are some people like that. All our neighbors here in the Dominican Republic, on St. Nicholas Avenue, right? Eat food that you would eat. Kosher food that you would eat. You can't eat their food. It's just too sharp. They cook with this red pepper stuff. You go out and pull the emergency fire alarm. Right.
It's not edible. Meat not edible.
We've had the home maids sort of season for themselves. You can't eat their food.
Yeah.
They got used to it. Why, by the way, it's interesting. It's a sociological thing. Look throughout the world. Whoever you deal with a depressed economy, you deal with chufa, you deal with food that
difficult for us to eat because it's so sharp. Why? In a depressed economy, what do you eat? Eat carbohydrate. Eat corn. Corn, what do they call it? Running vegetables.
Cornmeal?
No,
tortillas?
Tortillas. What's tortillas? Plain ground flour, ground corn and water, period. No, that's your main food, that's your staff of life. You can't swallow that stuff much. What makes you swallow it is saliva. If you put in a lot of pepper and stuff, you salivate. Otherwise, you might swallow. So you find that all the best countries eat food that's difficult for us to eat because they got used to it. That's the only way the food is tasty for them. In order to salivate enough, in order to eat. What level of chumrah then is?
That's a real shayla. So, first he asks, is it the rice of the rabbanon? Now, l'chumrah, that should be totally in the shayla of Tam Kikur, the rice of the rabbanon.
And chatich and after the veilus, I got to go this way. I cook the pepper in a paper pot, a paper pot. Right? That's the issue, it's easier to handle in Bas Mechal in such a case, but there's no chumrah after the veilus. I cooked it in a paper pot. Cooked it in a paper pot. I mean, yeah, he goes ahead. Shemin is vash, you buy from the goyim. But you wouldn't buy anything that's chumrah from the goyim. For that reason, we'll see later. For that reason. Right. Therefore, what is it? Is it the rice of the Ramon? Am I not coming in? If you're not sure how peppery it was, you see it both ways. Then it's a subject. You can be makeup. If it's the Ramon, if it's the rice, you can't.
Look what the picture brings down. Okay. The tshuva is nesus cheskel, kosa u'mid rabbonim. Right? Ayin, he says, ponim iros, is d'raise. Tshuva, is the tshuva shiva tzion, kosa u'mid rabbonim, shayar b'kar loma din d'raise o'd rabbonim. Why? D'chech o'chal yitam. What does that mean? It's a nice expression. How does that go? Tam b'reach ein lizvakeach. The taste of your taste buds, it's highly individualistic. So what's shayach to argue with the reis and the rabbanim? You won't get any advantage of it. Namely, the only chilik will be where the suffix is the kulu suffix l'chuvah. How can you determine that? He says, the kivan, the chazal, on the bazal on the soil. Right? The yodu, the medova, chor, mashra, the shvach, pshita, du, the reise. So even if you're a Dominican Republic, and to you this thing isn't sharp, right? You follow what the chazal told you. What the chazal tell us, though? So you look in the Gemara, about the Zohar and the Lamedes, so you have. Talk about something you don't know what it's all about. Right? Sake Shechoto Chiltis. Ches Yud Lamed. Talk to yourself. Chiltis. What the heck is Chiltis? Okay. So if you want to know what Chiltis is, I can tell you. Did I write it down? Asa Tetita. A-S-S-A. F-O-E-T-I-D. According to Jastro. Right? There. And it's something I understand what chilkis is. It is
something that contains a lot of resin. What is it? Resin like tar. And you have to cut through it. You have dukkah sakin, it's a very pungent thing. And it's used in flavoring foods. What it is mahadeh,
I don't know. An equivalent that's used in cooking today. But chiltis is, that's the mokko for dobo cholis. Chiltis. Okay? Oh my goodness. Okay? Now, turn to Tzadik Vov, Okay. So the above you have din machol chover shechta b'sakin shol bosa. This is the only good justification I found for what most shiurim here started with bosa b'chover and then tarubis, only because of tam chover. Because everything else, the principles are all tarubis principles, which were applied to bosa b'chover, not the other way around. That's why we started with tarubis. Okay, look at tzadik bov. You have a full year a day, a gimme, or only a piece?
I'm good with it.
Good one, okay. Tzadik bov. Okay, looking with him there. Hey. No, I need. You don't have one?
I did.
Oh.
Yeah, I just have a tzadik bov. I'm going to listen. I wrote it down.
You tell us about it. Okay.
I have tzadik bov.
That is a purist, right?
Yeah.
Known, suddenly these things are added. Came along Chazal, that's what the Pesach Tshuva meant. You trust Chazal, their taste. Known, radish, or silka, what silka? Beets?
We call them silka on Leil Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, but according to them, it's a double cholet, it can't be yellow beets. How many times double cholet? Right? Shechotam besakim, shoboso, ben yomo, o she'ena bekunach. Then also lokom becholov, achi yitol mi mokom achata kedei nikilas mokom shuk ovi edba. Okay?
Could it be they were talking about like pickled beets?
No, that's something else.
Or spice.
Oh. Or the machaber lishitoso, that he holds that time of the is halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. Oh, she yitamenu liyibo tamboso. She'oz muto ba'adocha. Now you can do that experiment at home. Take a clean knife, cut an onion, since the book has included, and then cut an apple. And the apple will taste from onion. Okay, wipe it. I don't care, wash it with detergent, it's not enough. But if you cut an onion and wipe it off, there's nothing visible on the surface, and then you cut an apple, the apple will have an onion taste. Okay? Therefore, me today in Tilas Mokom, Shuka Ove Ezba. Now, why do you call it Ove Ezba? You're talking about, it's a Rabbonon. If it's a Rabbonon, you're talking about 0.7 inches, right? If it's a Braise, it's about 0.9 inches. Okay. Oh, Shitamena, Royet Hamboso, Oz Mutta Bahadocha. Then you rinse it off, it's okay. Yesh Omrim, Hu Adin La Eno Be Yomo Hu Mekunach. That's how we're doing it. That's the sugya that we got involved in by us. On Eno Be Yomo, and it's Hudach, it's Mekunach, it's clean. Right? Alpha Pekin. If you put it in pulp, then you put it in pepper, right? Then the mashter of the shvach, it undoes the heter of tampogo. The lo notam mehem kidei nikilas mokom megam otama mabisha becholov shol shishim kineged ma shenoga meyasakim behem. Who adin? Same halacha will apply lachot from the sakas over to chovim. It's not a bosa becholov inyan. It's an inyan. It applies to Issa Veheta as well. Therefore, Sati Ovid Chov in the same halach. Before Pesach, I must have mentioned here. Are you aware of the Hungarian minog that the Chayyadam says the minog shtus about eating garlic on Pesach? It's not a minishmus. Not Hungarian, don't eat garlic on Pesach. It's not a minishmus. Why? Because garlic was not a Jewish crop. Jewish crop was wheat. Garlic was bought from goyim. And garlic is harvested by cutting with a knife off the plant. And it's used in goyish
like it, cut off a piece called the egg by using the paste. He said, egg, there was one thing. Ain't the paste out here. The humble paste. That's what I'm really starting.
I once heard him explain that they used to package the garlic in with flour. They said these big, I guess, drums of flour that they used to keep the garlic in. That's how I
did it. That was too obvious, then it wouldn't be a minute too. It would be also for Ashkenazim also.
Unless that wasn't the minhag of packaging everywhere, you know, perhaps that was the
minhag. No, I can't about it, but anyway, that I think that explanation is a more accurate one. All right, now, what else is added? This is all halacha lemaisa. What about the? Time just to show you, and yes, and we'll get to Basa B'chol, and we'll be reviewing it anyway. So look what he says here. Therefore, what? Which book? Jump. Here. Look at Bays, and skipping things that shouldn't be skipped, but they are just watching the clock. Im chata bo shumin, garlic, b'tzeilim, onions, kreishin. Right. What's kreishin? So he says, tamcho she kol chayim, horseradish. Right. Ukiyotze behem, nidvor machreifim, uperos chamutzim. No, peros chamutzim? What's this? Pickled, you pickled, what? Eggplant? Pickled eggplant in vinegar.
Maybe vinegar.
And pickled cucumbers in vinegar, right? The doggy maluchim. Dinam shover.
Pickled fish.
Lachta bo tzunot. It's the same as a tzunot.
Well, he must mean a pickled fish, though, not a salted fish.
Oh, no. Okay. Look at doggy maluchim. Look at the shach. I just hunted, picked out to you just so that I was going to tell you we shouldn't be lost. Mashma azat and bachado, asur and kedei netila, right? Uledas harab lechatzil asur and kulu, ubiyev so shak dei netila, right? Abo betos chaim sham, maivi b'shem isra heto. In chot a dog meluchim besaket shel isus tzol gireda. In chot a koydim shenim bochlu sagi bahadocha. Okay, let's throw this in. We have in the Dominican Republic here. We have a pisto, a pizzelli, a pizzelli. We lived in Washington Heights. Lived here in the fourth Reich for 10 years. Yeah. And then it became Spanish. Right? It became Spanish. The fish store was bought by Apicelli, very nice Italian guy who catered to the Jewish community. He had a special meal that was kept locked, and the mashgiach came in on Thursday and opened up the mill so that the people could make gefilte fish, grind the fish in the mill. It was a very, very nice relationship. The name remained, now it became, that was Italian, sorry, I could say it was Italian, now it became Spanish. Okay, also nice people. I sat there sometimes to buy fish, really cool. But I'm not buy whole fish, but could I ask them to fillet the fish for me or cut the fish for me?
He also cuts chayfer fish. Not much. Most chayfer stuff that they have is shrimp and chazarai, that kind of stuff. Right. It's also with both the shatsu.
Shuman shotag is einu mefakaya.
Okay. But he also has catfish, I see sometimes, and he has also occasionally shark. Right. So when I or someone else comes in and looks Jewish, the guy that calls out kosher. So they run and they wash the knives. Yeah. But not that well to be able to depend on that. So anyway, so said, when Shuman dog is not mepapeya, so it's like what we just said. What do you have to do? In Sakam Shalisa, what does the shah bring down? All you have to do is Yadiyah. If it's not dogim meluchim, it's the same dogim, it's rinse off. You can buy the fish there, right? And come home and rinse it off under the cold water. So. Perfectly fine. Chatila, nothing wrong. Comes Pesach time or Rosh Hashanah time, and the local fish store raises the prices. You can buy here until Christmas time, and he raises the prices. He learned from us how to run the business. So now what do we have with the Chol already got? What do you have? The Chol has
this thing which has a resinous inside and leaves are both used according to Jasper, both are used for flavoring.
Yeah. But now we added to it. What?
We already have Shinon, right? And whatever beets, whatever silka is, right? And
Botel and onion and dog and maluchin. All of the same. Maybe chiltus that the Gemara mentions, since it has very pungent and duchko, right? Maybe that halacha is different than cutting through a piece of herring which doesn't have much duchko there, right? And a piece of herring has but salt, a lot of salt. But is that salt also called chufa? Yeah. Halacha on ice will be fascinating. Many of the Achoinim want to differentiate. What the Chazal said in the Gemara of Chiltis, that's real Kufa. And also see the Maducha in a mortar pestle. That's another kind of Dukha. But in our case, in our Sugir, we didn't have that at all. All it said was, "Kederashi, yesh mi se'omer shem samu papalim b'kederash aliso." No zuchko. Right?
Is smoked fish dog maluach?
I'm sure it's salted also.
Yeah.
In addition to being smoked. Okay. In other words, lox is all maluach alamaisa. Lox presents a real problem. You need hashgacha for lox. Otherwise, you shouldn't need hashgacha for lox. Why? Because we have a Kabbalah that red fish is yeshbo simen. The redness itself is a simen of kashas. And that's assumed it's not dyed red like they do nowadays. But natural red is there are no, supposedly no red fish. So we have a Kabbalah, no red fish that don't have scales. So these are all scaled fish. So lox you expect to buy all over. Right. You can go into a supermarket and buy salmon fillet, you come home, rinse it off in cold water, and fine. And in our community, that was one of the big coolers that I gave them, that Costco wholesaled it. They're large families, and Costco sells very high quality salmon, and that's no ashgoche. So happens in salmon that's packed at the, where the salmon is processed and so on and so forth, comes all vacuum packed there. But it's assumed that the guy over there also will cut his ham sandwich with a knife, and then he cut the salmon. We'd have a problem. So you have to go all the lumbdas right? Bottle behold, etc. Right? But if he went, the very fact that they handled the salmon after it became lox, after it was salted, and they cut it, they would say salted in big slabs, and they cut it into smaller pieces, then we have a problem. Okay? That's how you tie it all together, halacha
l'maaseh. I mean, the concept of salt is just like you're saying, our lox, the lox that we buy in the supermarket is not real lox. It's not really salted to the point where it doesn't need refrigeration.
No, that's true. It depends. There we have, we're left with a
right.
Just an unknown. How much salt? So the shach, I think, when you say it, that's the shach. Look at the shach again. Dugim meluchim, the tezayin, setting both tezayin. Mashmi, that's a mechaber. Asum zayin itil, etc. Okay. Mechotzo kodesh shirim lukum sagi b'hadocha. Okay, that's what we're up to. So, Meluchin b'Yoser. Oz agav chulpi d'melech b'duchki d'sakin l'bali tvei. Avo m'shul mad melech l'choshev
cholif. Right. But it would have to be...
So, go ahead. Now, in Paskin, what ma'at melech is, what's a lot of melech? So, it's very simple. Halacha l'maaseh, you say, if it's eino necho machas mocho, which on Shabbos would be an issue to wash it off.
Right, you know that? And then halacha is
Dagmaluach.
Dagmaluach is also the halacha of the Shabbos because it's a mashvel ochel. It was a royal achila before because of the robe milk or nine hacking. So the washing alone is. Some go washing after with warm water and not cold water. But nevertheless, you have that raya, what we call Dagmaluach. Dagmaluach is in an echo machos mocha. Now herring, I grew up before herring appeared in jars. I grew up where herring appeared in barrels. So you went into the grocery store and the guy stuck his hand in and picked out a herring. Right, if that herring you could not be eaten. It was packed in saturated salt solution and grime. Right, and then it was packed raw and never cooked. You're counting on the salt to preserve it. You know, you had to mix it off, you couldn't eat it. And some people in my home, I remember my mother would soak it overnight in a container, let the salt leach out in the refrigerator overnight to make it more edible. So that means that's what Shach means. But he throws another word in here which complicates the whole halakha. He throws in duchko. So now cutting the fish also duchko. In my mind, always duchko meant what? Cutting bar or radish, gotta push hard, right? Cutting a pickled fish, a salted fish is also duchko. So you find a duchko sakina, it doesn't mean necessarily duchko. It means the normal cutting process according to the shot. That's also called duchko.
Because the knife is very sharp.
Huh?
Since the knife is very sharp.
Again, that variable comes through. The knife is very sharp. Don't knife is too sharp.
No, because pressure is force per unit area. So if you have a very, very small area.
Even a dull knife against the flesh of a fish, maybe cutting through the spine of the fish, the backbone, maybe. But I'm not going to cut the spine of the fish. I'm going to fillet the fish. That people do. No dukko, really. It's also dukkha. Someday the act of cutting is already called dukkha and sakina. That's not how everybody learns, but Shach sure learns that way. That's the only way to learn Shach. He's talking about Dov Meluch, he knows what a fish looks like.
Okay? So then our locks.
Those are little points that I wanted.
So then our locks would not need Hashkacha then.
Huh?
So then our locks would not need Hashkacha then because it has a very small amount of salt.
No. It had a small amount of salt. It has a small amount of salt. It didn't have a small amount of salt. If it had a small amount of salt, they would have spoiled.
It requires refrigeration.
But that's because they originally it has a lot of salt. And then they rinse off the salt and prepare it. Like Nova Scotia locks and so on. It's prepared by eluding some of the salt later. And by the time you get it, it's okay. That requires refrigeration. Okay, so to go back to our Hilchos Aruvos. So now Vov pick up again. Yesh li she'omer shim somu palpulim b'gedeiro she'iso she'ina ba'shomer ha'kol osu v'chul fi mashu l'shvach. Right? Who? So what? Where? There? What do you have to say there? Right. So look at the Taz. Says it quickly. The chul for Moshe B'Shvach. The test in the Taz. You with it? Mechul b'tzimin sadakei. Right. That we just looked at. The dafke rubu davochovet b'inan. Shemocha b'inan al kapokas b'tavlin chile gretol shu nirgash harbei b'kedela. Taz, also confusing. Try to clarify something. What do you say?
You need hugo? What do you mean hugo? 51% heifer? 49% meat? Right? Then he says, no, what does it mean? That it tastes very strong.
So it can't be hugo.
This is where. Where you need a bate shaman. Palpulin doesn't mean pepper. Palpulin can mean jalapeno.
Jalapeno
pepper.
Jalapeno.
Huh?
Jalapeno.
What's it called?
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno. The J, it's called the J.
You put in pepper from a pepper shaker with a few little holes in it, that's pepper. Right? But when they eat that jalapeno pepper, I see that people buy, I stop off here sometimes on Thursday, way home to pick up some vegetables. There, you see, people buy those jalapeno peppers by the pound. They weigh it. What he can do with it? If they need only one little pepper, they wouldn't buy a pound of jalapeno peppers. It's because they eat the peppers. They sell red pepper like pickle. They sell tomatoes, pickled tomatoes, and pickled
cherry peppers.
I can't eat them. You take a little piece. You feel it a half hour, an hour later, you still feel a strong taste in your mouth. But other people sitting next to me, sit there and eat that pepper. So, Tom Berea, famous Zakeach, that's what it means. It means a concoction where. There's a lot, and that's what the Taz explains. It's really Einu Necho Matmos Chofo. It would be a good way to say it. I haven't seen that Russian. Einu Necho Matmos I've seen. That means Einu Necho Matmos Chofo is not true. People eat it that way anyway. That's basically it. We'll come back to it when we get to Bus of the Hollow, but this is now put a real big problem. There on use of a place you can act. Why I think it's a little bit merzuk yuhara, a little showing off to have a set of parva glasses. My children, thank God, still eat in my house, but I don't know how much longer. They all have parva glasses. Place glasses, merzuk glasses, and parva glasses. Right, we don't have powerful glasses. We don't have a glass is not powerful patient. Cops, of course. Cops, you have middle of the patient. Don't eat this time. But guys are not. Not so. What about knives? You see, part of a knife is important.
For cutting onions and garlic?
No, and so many. We added so many more things where you call agahofi, which is. There, so a power knife has to be. So you have to have a knife, So in our home, we always had a knife that was very distinctive. Instead of a knife being this way, the knife is looks like a sword. I know. Anyway, it's a very wide blade with a sharp point. Picked it up once in a sale in California, and that's the power of the knife. Also, mark power of it, but that you don't pay attention all the time. That knife is distinctive. Yeah, but cut celery. I don't know. Duchko, not sharp, right? Well, I don't see that. What they said, silko, whatever that is, they need beets. I don't see that either. So what they using duchko in here? They're very hard to cut. That's a loner. They call a hoof. They have a sharp taste. Have a distinctive taste. I don't know. Maybe that's why you have to have a power. If you pair salad, you have to use a power knife.
So it's not just things that are spicy, but things that are just difficult to cut as well.
No, not true. But don't find that. It's double chavis with duke and sakina. Trouble is that duke and sakina got lost in the shaft when he applies it to fish. You know, I don't know what duke is. In my mind, duke was always a rabbit. I mean, people, grew up at the time when every Shabbos meal began with radish with chicken schmaltz, right? Reta. A good Hungarian eats radish with his chicken soup. You aware of that, Minik? Huh? No? Oh. Okay. So a fellow who wasn't hungry, grew up in Hungary, the people who their parents were over to escape the Holocaust. They come from Hungary, Shabbos meal, when they serve chicken soup, they serve a plate of cut white radish, the big black radish, of course. The outside is black, right? And they salt it. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions it in the Isur of salting, because
it's hot in my phone.
The salting is it's medical kit that you put preserving, that you put in it for later. That he says you can't do what's minute among the people that eat it. They line up a few pieces of radish, you salt them together, and they eat it with their soup. Why that makes you a distinct prison, I don't know. You bite the radish and eat the soup. We modify that, which make like Hindu soup. But they eat the radish that way. Yeah, so the Mishnah says you shouldn't line up a bunch of them and salt it, because it's nearer is this than he is lohaniach. It's nearer that he's doing it to preserve it, to put it away. You should do it one at a time. Salt it. So radish, I know what radish is. Yeah, and indeed, if you want to cut a radish, you have to use quite a bit of effort to cut a radish with a knife. All my shaylos that come in Hilchos Shabbos, can you grate radish in the morning on a grater? That's Isur Chotel Dak, that's Isur on Shabbos of Tochen, the program category of Tochen. Yeah. That's what Dak is. Kriyam Yukhil Kaf is a rebison, a grater called Kriyam Yukhil Kaf. Okay, that's basically what I wanted to cover today, and this thing finished off. Mr. Chairman, we'll do the quickly, I hope. No problem. Now, on Monday, Tuesday, I'll be out in Eder. Wednesday, I'll let you know. Well, maybe we'll try to find out what salt means. I'm going to be in Salt Lake City. See what the water there tastes like. Yeah. All right, then so we're up to now with Akbosh Shilimsa B'Yayin HaSheikha. But let me, I'll just we have a minute, let me just begin that. I could finish Sof Zabocha, Yarasad Bereshis. I'll give you an idea. Akbara de Dabra. Just to help you remembering. What? A desert rat. No Saint Tam B'Shvachu. That's delicious. Shu Ola al Shulchan Malachim. our akhwa, the mosom, the plain rat that we have in city rats, right? Mesafkavayi mashbir b'sheikha b'chomets. In Ola Shulchan Malachim, people ate rats. Okay. So I wanted to know. Chazara, I get in the mail a various stuff. Supposedly scientific magazines, but they have in it always things of public health interest. And one of the big battles going on here in New York City is guinea pigs. And a fellow applied to sell guinea pigs because the people from Ecuador, that's a big matter, guinea pigs.
I used to have a guinea pig as a pet.
Yeah. Now, and the guinea pig that they want to sell is a special breed of guinea pig. We have guinea pigs in the lab too. They're this size, right? The one they want weigh 4 kilos, that's 8 pounds.
Yeah.
You see that walking around at you at night? Yeah. Okay. And what if a guinea pig's a rat? You can give it all kinds of names you want. It looks like a rat, but obviously, I heard in an article it says a machlokas, does it taste like chicken or does it taste like lobster? Right, that's a big machlokas among the chefs.
Obviously it tastes good.
A head, it's not among the approved foods that are sold in New York City. So asking for license to approve it, and they have to live up to certain codes of animal cruelty, and so on and so forth. Okay, we'll stop here.